I am standing here with Mylon Kusarak, President and CEO of West Central Co-op here in Ralston, Iowa, Central Iowa, for those who don't know the area. And they just had a great announcement today about a $27 million expansion for their Soy Plus plant here in the state of Iowa. Mylon, tell me a little bit about what that multi-million dollar investment means for Iowa and for your company, West Central Co-op.
Well, it's a significant investment for our company. The dairy side, we have three value-added branded products that we sell specifically to the dairy industry, both nationally and internationally. So this will represent a 50% increase in our production of Soy Plus to keep up with the demand. There's a global demand for dairy, so and a global demand to feed those animals. So a significant investment for the company, but it helps balance. It gives us, maintains our diversification in our business units from our grain division to our agronomy division and now our feed and value-added division.
Dairy Nutrition Plus is a big addition to it. What does that mean to your expansion? You know, you talked about lots of co-ops across the country and across the state having diversity when it comes to the crop industry, but this unique diversity adds a unique touch for West Central.
Yes, it does, in two ways. One, it allows us to turn our member grower beans into a value-added product that we process here in Iowa. And secondly, it allows us to have financial diversity. So we all know grain markets are highs and lows, ebbs and flows. And so when you have one business unit that's kind of in the low cycle, the trough, we've got others that balance that out. So it gives us a tremendous diversity within the company to maintain our financial strength.
Well, thank you, Mylon. Once again, West Central just announced an over $27 million expansion of their Soy Plus product plant here in Central Iowa. I'm Jamie Johansson.